An Iranian-American filmmaker who'd been detained in Iraq for nearly 2 months has been released. Cyrus Carr was working on a documentary when Iraqi forces found suspicious materials in the trunk of a taxi cab he'd hired. They had turned him over to the American military, but no charges were ever filed. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins me on the line from Baghdad. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi.
What do we know about Cyrus Carr?
Well, Cyrus Carr is a 44-year-old Iranian-born American citizen who came to the U.S. when he was very young. He served in the Navy, and he worked in the computer industry. His family described him as a patriot who supported the war in Iraq. In the past few years, he became interested in film, and he'd been working on a documentary about his namesake, Cyrus the Great, a Persian king who lived about 500 years before Christ and who's believed to have written the first ever human rights charter. He's filmed in Iran and Turkey and Afghanistan. The story brings us to Iraq because he then came to Baghdad to finish some of the final sequences, mainly in and around the ancient city of Babylon, which is one of the places that Cyrus the Great conquered.
So then how did he come to be in U.S. custody?
Well, it's a very odd story. On May 17th, he left his Baghdad hotel, from what we know, with his Iranian cameraman in a taxi. Now, they went north, and near the town of Balad, he was stopped by the Iraqi army at a checkpoint. They discovered in the back of the taxi cab several dozen washing machine timers. Now, these are frequently used here in roadside bombs, so that raised the alarm. He was then handed over to the U.S. military, where he was accused of being an enemy combatant. But no charges were ever filed. Carr's relatives say that FBI agents searched his home in Los Angeles, but they later told them that he'd passed a polygraph test and he'd been cleared of any charges.
Cleared, but not released.
He was cleared of charges somewhere in the middle of his detention, they really did not release him, which is one of the reasons why his family then this week decided to, with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, launch a suit against the U.S. government. They contend that he was held even after the FBI told them that he'd been cleared.
And so is there an official reason for why, after these nearly 2 months, he's been released?
Well, the official reason given is that basically he was cleared of all the charges and his story checked out. Apparently, the FBI agents told the family that the washing machine timers, it had been determined, belonged to the taxi driver who was transporting them to a friend. That taxi driver is still in American custody. But Carr and his Iranian cameraman have been released because, quite frankly, it was determined that they had nothing to do with the transportation of the timers. They just happened to get into the wrong cab.
Now, through this story, it's come out that there are four other U.S. citizens being held in Iraq. What do we know about them?
Well, we know very little, actually. They're releasing very few details. But what we have been told is that all of them hold dual citizenship. There are three Iraqi-Americans. One is a Jordanian-American. Among the Iraqi-Americans, one was held on kidnapping charges, the other for suspicious activity. It wasn't determined what kind of suspicious activity. And the third is being held because apparently he or she has some sort of knowledge of attacks on coalition forces. The Jordanian-American is believed to be an associate of a Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, according to the U.S. military here. Now, none of them have been identified by name, and no information about where they're from in the U.S. has been divulged so far.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thank you.
The released Iranian-American Cyrus Carr spoke with his lawyers in Los Angeles this afternoon. They say he's still in Iraq, but is making plans to return to California, and he also plans to finish his documentary.